Welcome to Skills of the Future, a podcast by Perennial Talent. In this mini-series, we are talking about competencies over coffee.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to our podcast, Skills of the Future, and our mini-series on competencies over coffee. Today, we are going to be talking about performance management. My name is Andrea Butler, and I'm your host and principal consultant at Perennial Talent. My guest today is Basma Ismail-Sidi. Basma is an ambitious and motivated lifelong learner. She has a double diploma in international business and business management, a Bachelor of Commerce specializing in human resource strategy and technology, and an MBA specializing in global leadership. As a female visible minority, Basma has over 10 years experience in leadership, people development, talent management, and driving culture. Her most recent journey has been with a high growth right management software organization, Rightsline Software, as their director of people and culture. She works as a trusted strategic business partner to the organization and is passionate about fostering and sustaining a people-first culture while supporting the company to achieve its mission. Basma loves the outdoors and spending time with her husband and son. As much as she loves raising her son and watching him grow, she believes motherhood helped her grow as an individual and a leader. Welcome to the show, Basma.
Thank you, Andrea. Thanks for having me on this podcast. I'm thrilled to be here.
So let's start off with our icebreaker question then. What's something that you've read or watched lately that you'd recommend?
Yeah, so I'm very close to finishing reading a book called Dare to Lead by Brené Brown. I'm sure you've heard of it. I've so far really enjoyed reading the book because it discusses being brave by showing our vulnerabilities and living into our values, something we can all use in today's world where there's so much uncertainty and change.
Absolutely. Very topical. I will add that one to my list. I've heard good things. So then moving on to our topic of the day, performance management. I'm just curious, from your perspective, how do you think the world of performance management has changed?
So in the past, performance management was an annual event where managers gave employees feedback, and based on that feedback, there was a raise or a promotion, or on the contrary, a demotion or a termination. But that was decades ago, and the trend of performance management has since changed for the better. So in the past few years, performance management is an ongoing process that doesn't take place once a year, but an ongoing process that has weekly, monthly, quarterly, and annual actions to ensure there is a formal and informal approach to providing continual feedback. And so a performance management program is more than just providing feedback and a rating on an employee's performance. For a successful review process, it has to include the company's strategic goals and objectives that can funnel into functional goals and objectives, providing employees with individual goals that directly and indirectly impact the company's strategic goals. So then the goals provide individuals with guidance, direction, and a clear focus on company priorities. It also helps employees see their contributions fit into the big picture and the value they bring into the organization. Goals direct and guide employees' efforts, motivate performance, and improve performance evaluation and strategic planning. So while setting goals is imperative, so is setting specific KPIs, key performance indicators, to evaluate and measure goals against those targeted KPIs.
And then what are some of the challenges then that you've seen when it comes to this new form of performance management?
Yeah, there's various factors that can cause challenges to performance management, starting with confusion between performance management and professional development. While performance management and professional development have many overlapping theories, but these are to be kept as separate sessions. And it's important that employees have a clear understanding of what their performance goals are versus their professional development that are tied to their career paths. Secondly, employees and leadership buy-in is key. So gaining employee and leadership trust in the process and approach of the performance program will make it or break it. Then there are other factors like leadership training on how and when and what the goal of the performance management is, how to deliver the feedback, so that there's a human component to the overall approach. And then finally, consistency and simple. Keeping them are the two key ingredients. The simpler the process, the more successful the program will be.
In terms of skills, competencies, are there any right now that you feel are particularly important for, say, successful organizational performance, but then also the performance of the individual?
Yeah, so to name a few key competencies, I would say empathy, self-awareness, adaptability, team building, communication, leadership are probably in the top 10. But from an organization and individual perspective, a performance management program needs to have the human element, which I talked about earlier, which is the fundamental beliefs of the organization. And that can be the company's core values or the vision and mission of the company. So integrating the core values to the performance management framework will create a positive effect to the program, and that will give employees and the leadership a sense of belonging while creating ownership on their performance and behavior. It also establishes organic competencies that are integral for majority of the roles within the organization.
Absolutely. And what are those future threats or pain points, if you will, if an organization doesn't take the time to really define and then measure performance expectations?
So the lack of a defined performance management program will impact the company negatively. This could mean higher turnover, demotivated employees, disengaged workforce, and even impact the organization's overall revenue and targets. So when employees have defined and measurable goals and objectives, they work hard to achieve, and that's just human behavior. We are creatures of habit and have an inner competitive behavior where we want to become better. And that happens when we're given goals or targets to achieve, which essentially is the definition of being ambitious.
Very true, very true. And what then can an organization do if they want to really make sure they're setting people up for successful performance, you know, especially during these uncertain times? Like, what should this process look like? What tools and resources would you recommend?
I would say the first thing and foremost key is communication. Therefore, creating a framework that is simple and consistent while supporting and setting people up for success. Sharing the company's goals and objectives will create a culture of transparency and trust. Showing a timeline of what the entire process looks like, whether it is the company's calendar year or the company's financial year, but designing the performance process from beginning to end will allow employees to understand what is expected of them. Then adding a platform where employees receive ongoing feedback, support, guidance, will create trust and an engaging workforce. To answer some of your questions around tools, there are many tools out there when it comes to performance management software. Some to name are Lattice, Leapsum, Bamboo HR, ADP Workforce Now, Ceridian, Dayforce. But some of the most successful performance management programs are on a simple Word document. There isn't a one-size-fits-all approach, quite honestly. Every performance management program should be tailored to fit the company's goals and culture.
Absolutely. So then, given that it's not a one-size-fits-all process, do you have any advice for other HR professionals who are looking to make their performance management process maybe more effective?
Yeah, Andrea, I don't have a secret ingredient, I'll be really honest. It's keep it simple so that it's manageable and consistent. The best programs are the ones that can sustain itself because it has been automated through time, process, and practice. And simple enough so that if the organization grows or there are other factors like acquisitions, then the program can be adaptable and modified based on the company's needs. Finally, ensuring that there is a human element to the process and framework, whether that means integrating the core values or measuring other factors like employee behavior, attitude, potential, so that it is an engaged component to the program.
Absolutely. It definitely has to be integrated with all of your other talent management applications. So that was the last question that I had for you today. Is there anything else that you wanted to add?
Yeah, absolutely. I can probably add the last thing, which is performance management is a program, is a framework, is part of the employee experience. So when creating this, one should always keep in mind that it is the employee's journey and the employee experience. And so it's not a standalone program, it's part of the overall company's and employees' experience.
Absolutely. So I do want to thank my guest today, Basma. Thanks for joining me.
Oh, and thanks for having me. This was a great conversation.
And if you want to talk more with Basma about all things performance management, the best place to reach out would be on LinkedIn. So thanks again to my guest, Basma, and thanks again to everyone for listening.